Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 7th, 2019. Welcome to day 718. The White House will order the IRS to pay out income tax refunds even though almost 90% of its workforce is not working due to the ongoing government shutdown. Some 12.5% of IRS employees are still working through the shutdown because their jobs are classified as serving in the protection of life and property, but the agency's own shutdown contingency plan only extended till December 31st and has since expired. Some IRS employees are still working to implement the sweeping Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, adding to the bureaucratic backlog as the partial government shutdown dragged into day 17. The Department of Agriculture, meanwhile, won't say how long it will continue to pay out food stamps during the shutdown to the nearly 39 million people who depend on the service each month. The program, also known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, could run out of funding in the coming weeks if Congress doesn't take action. Senior officials say the program has enough funding to cover the rest of January, but not enough to cover February. Congress has never let SNAP funding run out to the point where the program is defaulted on its obligations to provide benefits. Trump's latest offer to end the shutdown, meanwhile, includes a demand for $5.7 billion in funding, quote, for construction of a steel barrier for the southwest border, end quote, plus another $800 million to deal with, quote, urgent humanitarian needs, end quote, which are related to unaccompanied minors arriving at the border. Democrats and Republicans made no progress in the negotiations over the weekend, and the budget impasse shows no signs of coming to an end anytime soon. The White House, meanwhile, refused to go into detail about how the requested funding would be spent or why the amount is larger than what the administration was asking for just a few months prior. Trump also wants to deliver a primetime address tomorrow night to discuss the government shutdown and what he calls, quote, the humanitarian and national security crisis on our southern border, end quote. All the major networks, including ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, confirmed that they did receive requests to air the broadcast during the 9 p.m. Eastern Time slot, but producers have not decided whether or not they will do so. And finally, the president of the World Bank resigned and will leave his post at the end of the month, 3 years before his term was set to end. Jim Yong Kim was appointed in 2012 by President Obama. Kim's early departure means Trump will be able to appoint his successor. The World Bank is made up of 189 nations and is the largest government source of development funding in the world. Kim gave no reason for his sudden resignation. The CEO of the World Bank, Kristalina Georgieva, will take over on an interim basis until Trump appoints a new president. And now to the notables. 1. Ruth Bader Ginsburg missed oral arguments at the Supreme Court for the first time in more than 25 years as she continues to recover from cancer surgery that she had last month. 2. Former GOP Senator John Kyle became the second person to turn down Trump's offer to replace James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. And 3. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to several Middle Eastern nations to reassure America's allies in the midst of a flurry of contradictions and confusion regarding Trump's plan to pull U.S. forces out of Syria and Afghanistan. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.